Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Margaret. On today's program, some classics with Victoria Milova, some Mendelssohn, a little Philip Glass, and of course, the requisite oboe music. Let's begin with some music by Borodin. The Polovestian Dances are best-known selections from Borodin's opera Prince Igor, which was done way back then in 1890. The composer adapted the libretto from the East Slavic epic, The Lave of Igor Host, which recounts the campaign of Prince Igor against the invading Polovestian tribes back in 1185. We're really dating ourselves today. Borodin was the original composer, but the opera was left unfinished at his death and was subsequently completed by Rimsky-Korsakov and Alexander Glazunov. And it was first performed in St. Petersburg. On today's program, a performance by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, the Beecham Choral Society, conducted by Sir Thomas Beecham.
Thank you.
The final fury of an ending of a piece. That was the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and the Beauchamp Choral Society with Sir Thomas Beauchamp directing. And that was the Polovestian Dances from Prince Igor by Borodin. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And moving on, let's celebrate the sea. Its ebb and flow and wind and waves, well, they mesmerize all of us. And Mendelssohn was so such inspired by this nautical experience at the age of 20 back in 1829. When he take a look, he went north to Vingal's Cave on Staffa, which is an island just in the Hebrides, located just off the west coast of Scotland. Now, of this trip, he sent a postcard to his family with the opening phrase of the overture written on it. In a note to his sister, Fanny Mendelssohn, he said, and I quote, "In order to make you understand how extraordinarily the Hebrides affected me, I send you the following, which came into my head there." Well, let's hear what came into his head there and experience the sea. This is the Royal Scottish National Orchestra with Sir Alexander Gibson directing and the Hebrides Overture to Fingal's Cave. just like the sea, the ebb and flow. Some traumatic moments, but ends in peace. That were the members of the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, with Sir Alexander Gibson directing, and that was the overture to Fingal's Cave. And I couldn't resist this next selection. Kind of a favorite, some beautiful music, unaccompanied Bach. Here is Victoria Milova. And these are the two closing selections from Bach's Partita No. 1 in B minor.
Thank you.
Stunning performance. That was Victoria Milova and the closing selections from Bach's Partita No. 1 in B minor. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And this next selection was indeed inspired by Bach, along with some others, but took what was deemed classical music at the time, and I quote, at the time, into a brand new direction. I'm speaking of the American composer Philip Glass. He is often said to be one of the most influential composers of the late 20th century. His music is described as minimalist, but he himself describes it instead as a composer of, and I quote, music with repetitive structures. Today we're going to hear Changing Opinion. Here are Bernard Fowler, Michael Reisman, and Paul Dunkel. Enjoy. Thank you.
Sometimes it was a murmur, sometimes it was a pause. Sometimes it seemed to disappear, but then with the quarter turn of the head, it would roll around the sofa.
Music by Philip Glass. That was Changing Opinion, performed by Bernard Fowler, Michael Reisman, and Paul Dunkel. And it is the celebrated time, well, at least for me, classical music time on Classical Chaos. It's oboe music time. Today we're going to hear some music by Telemann. Now, he was a German Baroque composer and a multi-instrumentalist. He is one of the most prolific composers in history, at least that survived the period. He was considered by his contemporaries to be one of the leading German composers of the time. And he was compared favorably both to his friend, J.S. Bach, who made Telemann the godfather and namesake of his son, Carl Philipp Emanuel, and also to Handel, to whom Telemann knew personally. He was predominantly self-taught in music and became a composer against his family's wishes. Well, like that's like many a composer or musician. He eventually ended up at the University of Leipzig, and he did eventually study law, but then went back to music. And while his career was prospering, his personal life was kind of a little bit in doubt. Well, what else is new? His first wife passed away less than 2 years after their marriage. And his second wife, well, she had a little other problem. She had a few extramarital affairs and accumulated quite a large gambling debt before she left him. But throughout all this, he wrote great music and remained at the forefront of all new music tendencies at that time. His music is a very important link between the late Baroque and the early classical styles. Today we're going to get a sampling of some of this, a beautiful work, an oboe sonata with Marilyn Zupnik and Raymond Lepard.
Thank you.
Such a beautiful oboe tone, and what a delightful way to end the program. That was Marilyn Zupnik, Mark Schumann, and Raymond Lepard, and Telemann's Oboe Sonata in B-flat major. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Margaret. Till next time. And do stay listening to an amazing program, Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. That's coming up next with Worku. Take care and have a great day.